Salzburg is called the heart of the heart of Europe, and at the heart of Salzburg is Mozart. This old town, along the grassy banks of the Salzach, is saturated with Wolfgang Amadeus. Of course, there's the idealized, oxidized bronze statue of Mozart, which Salzburgers erected in his honor after much debate, 50 years after the great composer's death. But more than that, Mozart's name and likeness are everywhere. There are Mozart shirt shops, the ubiquitous Mozart hazelnut chocolate candies, Mozart umbrellas, Mozart Idomeneo cigars. I mean, the list of Mozart products is endless. Even Mozart's sister, Nano, has her name on a popular local schnapps. There's also the Mozart House, birthplace of Wilfie, built 1657. It's painted Habsburg yellow. In this modest apartment with low plaster ceilings and creaky wooden floors, we saw the earliest portraits, letters, and manuscripts of Mozart. We also saw the boy Mozart's first violin, his viola, and his clavichord. And then when the family became more prosperous, they moved to a larger home, and that too is preserved as a museum containing several Mozartian artifacts. The identity of Salzburg is utterly tied to Mozart. Besides the ornate Mozarteum, the music school, and Mozart's music emanating from shops everywhere, the name Mozart is written on the sides of police cars as they race past with blue flashing lights and distinctive European sirens. So you see, in Salzburg, Mozart even helps to keep the peace. This is James in Salzburg, city of Mozart, Auf Wiedersehen, and I'll see you next back in the nation's capital.